Welcome to A Stride Above Podcast, where our commitment to excellence in equine health and athletic performance unites us. Join your host, Dr. Alberto Rolon, as we trot through the essential topics that matter most to you and your equine family members. With over 15 years of experience in equine sports medicine and rehabilitation, Dr. Rolon is dedicated to navigating you through the latest innovations and essential insights in horse health. Together, we'll ensure that you and your horses always remain a stride above the rest.
In a previous podcast episode, when we talk about laser, I promise I won't talk about manual wave today. A lot of people talk about manual wave, but in reality, I don't know a better name with it for it will be pain for pulse, electromagnetic field therapy, right? There are two types. And I want to talk about a brief introduction to both, because we have high frequency, low frequency, etc. Some of them are called as minor wave, that's a commercial name, right? And the lower frequencies, there's an Assisi loop, there is a beamer, etc. They're type of PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field therapy. What's the story behind this? What kind of research we have on this? Well, did you know that the FDA in the 70s did some research on it? And it approved it for non-union fractures, right? It approved it for pain, healing of muscle pain. And there was some research also done on rats where they crushed the sciatic nerve. And this nerve grew 22% faster when they were applying pulse electromagnetic field therapy. Now, there's a catch to this research. They did the therapy for 4 hours straight. 4 hours straight. Think about that. That rat needed to be treated for 4 hours. That's pretty interesting, right? Now, they also did another study with wounds, with rats, and they discovered that after 21 days, wounds also do help. And they heal a little bit faster when you do minor wave, when you do PEMF, as compared to the control groups. That was a good study as well. Based on that, what we got so far, we use this modality for some fractures. We use this modality for healing tendons, helping with joints. Oh, did you know that in humans, they also use it for constipation and migraine? Very, very interesting. Not 100% sure if it's FDA approved for that, but it is on the indications, right? So in our practice, we love this modality. I actually use it myself quite a bit and use it for tendon repair. We use it every day. I love this modality to use every day on the horses. Sometimes twice a day. Sometimes even three times a day. And we were able to extrapolate the studies in rats and the FDA and use it for horses. So if we have some sort of nerve injury, we use it because they actually work. They prove that it helps in regenerating acute nerve injuries. If there is a problem with a fracture, we have the research behind it, so we actually use it on fractures as well. On muscle strains, we actually use it as well, 2 to 3 times a day without a problem, if we have to, 10 to 20 minutes. So minor wave PEMF is a great modality for rehabilitating horses. We use it quite extensively. We also use it for back and neck. It is actually a very good modality to help with those painful backs. Now, what's the trick and the catch? You cannot just do one. You cannot just do two. If you do one treatment, if you do treatments, it's really not going to help that much. And that is the key. And that's one of the reasons some people lose faith on some modalities, because they do it once and they say, oh, it didn't work. Well, no, you have to do it constantly, right? You have to do 10, 15, 20 treatments. And make sure that you rehabilitate that patient with the proper exercise to get that injury fully recovered and prevent the injury from happening again. Sometimes we think that one treatment of anything is going to help and is going to make the horse better, but it doesn't. So my advice to you is, if you are trying to rehabilitate a horse and you want to do just one treatment or two, almost is better if you don't do it and economize. Save yourself that money and that time until you are committed to 10 or 15 treatments and combine it with a with other rehabilitation modalities, such as either laser or water sports. We talked earlier in previous podcasts about pool exercising, underwater treadmill. We're going to talk about vibration plate in other podcast episodes. So you will do better for your horse if you do consistency and if you use other modalities to do a full rehabilitation for your horse. I hope you learned something on this episode. Thank you very much for listening. Stride Above. If you like it, please give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment. If you have any questions, feel free to ask us a question. And if you want to talk to us directly, you can just give us a call, 352-307-3690.